Everyone has a different way of celebrating the holidays, and for some, it's stuffing men into sparkling dresses, using a giant candy cane as a stripper pole, and making the Yuletide as gay as possible. A troupe of drag and burlesque performers in Seattle mark every December with a show called Homo for the Holidays. From Seattle, Matt Baume reports.
30 Minutes to Curtain and Mark Kennison, also known as Waxy Moon, is putting the finishing touches on his costume.
I am wearing a glorious, sparkly purple leotard and a purple tutu and purple character shoes and beautiful wings and giant purple bows in my mustache slash beard. Oh, and a crown!
It's an annual Seattle tradition. Homo for the Holidays is a glittery live show of drag kings and queens all singing and dancing their way through holiday standards with a twist.
In fact, it's the most wonderful time to be queer.
The show's laden with seasonal jokes, from the self-centered Sugar Plum Fairy.
It is literally so nice to meet you. Here, shake this. This is my selfie hand. Do you think I should get bangs?
Okay.
To the Jewish neighbors named Menorah and Dreidel.
My mother always made a dish, not a bagel, maybe knish. Something about gefilte fish sings to ya.
But along with the laughs is a heartfelt message. Susanna Wellborn, whose stage name is Kitten LaRue, plays an angel seeking her wings. She's also one of the show's producers.
It's an exploration of what chosen family means and can mean during this time of year for people who have complicated relationships with their families.
Tonight, you are all honorary homosexuals. The gift of gay is the greatest gift I have to give.
Similar productions exist around the country, including the touring shows Christmas Queens and Drag Queen Christmas. Backstage at Homo for the Holidays, performer Ben Putnam, who bears a striking resemblance to the character Ben de la Creme, says this has been a particularly exhausting year.
We talk about it as a chance to gather together and sort of bask in each other's glow and gather strength for the year to come, because there are battles. There are always battles, and right now there are even more battles.
Just before intermission, it's revealed that Santa's term has ended.
Santa is gone. And he's been replaced with this ham!
Maybe we should just give the ham a chance.
Another of the show's producers is Ricky Mason, better known as the drag king Lou Henry Hoover.
I think that sometimes people forget that drag and burlesque and cabaret all began as very subversive art forms.
In fact, the show concludes with a tribute to the work of civil rights pioneers, or as Ben de la Creme calls them,
the folks who worked for decades so hard so that we could come together and feel each other's warmth and gather strength for the year to come. Just doing some funny dances, wearing some goofy outfits, saying, happy holidays, homo.
For those who feel like outsiders, attending a drag show like Homo for the Holidays and finding one's tribe can be as meaningful as a midnight mass. It's hard to ignore the fact that not everyone wants these chosen families to thrive. But that fact is what makes celebrating them so important. For NPR News, I'm Matt Baume in Seattle.